End of one, start of quarter two here at Fisher Field. Concord 3, Warsaw nothing. Minutemen with the ball. After a big pass play from Brunner to Gomez, gets him to the Tiger 49-yard line. First down and 10, Minutemen. Brunner has Gomez in the backfield with him, and he'll fake the handoff. He'll dump it out the left to Brevard. Brevard with a blocker in front, gets hit at the 48, still upright, and finally the Tigers stop him at the 48-yard line. It's a gain of a yard, and that's a successful play for the Tiger defense. If you can let Brevard catch the ball and he only gets a yard out of it, then you feel pretty good about that.
It was one of those jailbreak screens where the throws right to the slot receiver and the wide receiver on the far side, and that tight end just immediately block, and they try to get something up the middle, but nothing has happened in that time.
Second down and 9. And there's the snap, play action fake, dump it out to the right side to Brevard. Takes off upfield, gets the 45, still going, still on his feet, inside the 40, and he's got a first down to the 38-yard line. That's a 10-yard gain. Three guys had him legitimately wrapped up, and they could not get him to the turf.
That's what we talked about in the pregame.
That's who he is. That's why I love that dude.
Yeah,
I hate what he does to Warsaw, but I love watching him play.
Well, he does it to a lot of teams.
Yes, he does.
And again, for everybody listening at home, we totally understand it's easier said than done.
Yeah.
Because that dude is special.
Yeah, you got to tackle this guy, and that's not easy.
Nope.
And that's why coming into the game, he had 77 rushes for 483 yards and 15 catches for 156. He now lines up directly behind Brunner, and now whistles sound, and Concord takes another timeout. 10:49 left to play in the half. Warsaw trails Concord 3-0. We're back in 60 on News Now Warsaw. Brunner on a rollout to his left, throws the ball down the field, tipped away by Parker Sweet. Incomplete, second down and 10. 10:42 now left to play in quarter two. Concord leads Warsaw 3-0. They went 6 minutes and 3 seconds on the opening drive from inside their 30 to the Tiger 31. And Nathan Potter knocked home a 48-yard field goal, and that's the only scoring so far. Ball in the near hash mark. Again, the white side of the field is the left. There are two wideouts out that way, one on the short side and the near side. Brevard to the right, a Brunner, and they will hand it off to him. And he'll try the middle. He'll bounce away from one, but not the second. And he'll go down after a gain of a yard. Ty Martin on the stop for the Tigers with help from others. Third down and 9 coming up for Concord.
That just shows you how well we got off blocks there because, again, a great runner. Brevard's a great runner. Waited for his blocks to set up. And once they were set up, he cut back to the left. And great job by Ty getting off his block and just making an open field tackle for little to no gain.
Now the ball's in the middle of the field. Third down and 9. Brevard to the right of Brunner, who's standing at the 42-yard line, lifts his leg to send a guy in motion, then takes the snap. Steps up to the pocket. In trouble, going to dump it out to Brevard. He's got it at the 40. Makes a man miss. Makes another man miss. There he goes inside the 30. Very close to the first down. It looked like the Tigers got him. And where they're marking the ball, I think he's short.
Yep.
He is. He is a yard short, and it's fourth down and 1. Man. He made two guys miss that had him dead to rights.
Yep. It's the old reaching out to tackle, and then, he's not there anymore.
Tackling a ghost.
He is not there.
A ghost that's 5'8", 175 pounds. Headed to Ball State next year. He'll make them a better football team. Yep, he's little, but he can play. Fourth down and about a foot and a half. Brunner takes the snap, hands off up the middle. Brevard's got the first down and more. 25, jukes his way to the left. Inside the 20, makes another man miss, and then a third, and then a fourth inside the 15-yard line. He's down to the 14-yard line. A spectacular 15-yard run for Charisse Brevard, and it's first down and 10 for the Minutemen.
That was impressive. That run was impressive. And if you guys are listening at home, that was a couple circle buttons on the controller, the spin move, a hit stick.
Yes.
Gee whiz.
Yep. You think you got him, and then you don't. From the 14-yard line, first down and 10. Ball on the left hash mark. Wide side of the field to the near side. Brunner back to throw. Looking the flat. Step throws to the middle. It's incomplete. And a flag coming in. A flag is coming in, although the receiver's in behind the line of scrimmage. So now let's see. That's what Bart Curtis came running on to say. Bart Curtis is like, he's outside the 25-yard line, so he was definitely behind the line of scrimmage, which means the pass interference rules don't matter, but they are throwing the flag anyway. That is a terrible call. And Bart Curtis is all the way outside the numbers. He would like the official from the near side to come in and have a chat, and he's not going to do it. Oh, that's a bad break for Warsaw. Bart Curtis is upset with him. Why won't you go out and talk to him? So that's a penalty that moves the ball to the 7-yard line. It's a 7-yard penalty. And it's first down and 3 for Concord. Headed toward the south. Oh, they snapped the ball to Brunner, and he wasn't ready. And now a flag comes in. And illegal procedure is going to be called against Concord. Wow. Brunner was not ready, and the ball hit him right in the midsection and stuck there. Although they had blown the whistle, so the Tigers could not have recovered it, even if he would have fumbled. That's going to move the ball back outside the 10-yard line to the 12. So now it's first down at the 12, first and 8 for Concord. You don't see that every day. 8:50 left to play first half. Stay tuned at halftime, the Smith Appliances halftime show. Well, the first half scoring, local news for you, update you on what's been happening this afternoon in our community, scores from other games from Steve, and Scott's first half stats. Empty backfield now. Brunner takes a snap, under pressure in the middle, rolling to his right, being chased, throws it to the end zone, and it is caught. And they're going to give him a touchdown for it. It's a touchdown. Chase Thompson makes the catch, a 12-yard touchdown catch. I think it was Strawn that rocked him at the goal line. And the official on the near side hesitated and finally raised his arms. What a play. What a catch by Thompson.
And he got trucked. I couldn't quite see who the defender was. But just looking over at Sports Michiana's replay, he was in the end. That was a touchdown. He was in the end zone.
Ponder now for the point after to make it 10-0. Good snap spot is down. Kick is away, and the kick is through. 8:41 left to play first half. It's now Concord 10, Warsaw nothing. We're back in 60 on News Now Warsaw. Roger Grossman, Andy Manis back here at Fisher Field. Warsaw now trailing 10-0. And we've come to the moment of truth in this football game. Warsaw does not want to get any farther behind. They had a really good first drive, came away with nothing as they lost the ball on downs. And now they get the ball back, down by 10, needing to score. Potter will run up to it and drive it high and deep, and this will be in the end zone also. Another touchback for Potter. First down and 10 from the Tiger 20-yard line with Warsaw down by 10.
Yeah, and you're right. This is the moment of truth because there's still a ton of time left, ton of game left. But again, we're not built to score and score quickly or come back, you know, down 3 scores. So this is a drive that's pretty crucial for this game.
And no matter how long it takes,
yep,
they need to go down and score. Remember, the Tigers deferred. They will get the ball to start the third quarter.
I don't know about the Notre Dame fans listening from back in the 80s. We used to hear that all the time for the quarters in the 90s. They're just not built to come back.
No.
It's true.
It's true. Quentin Brock in the offense from the left hash mark, first down and 10. And they will hand off to Schenck, and Schenck's got a little bit of room up the middle. He'll get 4 yards to the 24-yard line. Wrapped up there and brought down by Schaefer. It'll be second down and 6 coming up for the Tigers. Next week, Warsaw goes on the road to Plymouth. And as much as Concord wants to beat Warsaw tonight, Warsaw wants to win at Plymouth next week. Coverage begins at 6:10 on News Now Warsaw. And it's not the Blueberry Festival, so you don't have to worry about parking. Second and 6. Warsaw's wideouts lined up on the left. Now they're shifted to the right. Brock up the middle again. Schenk with a big hole. 35-40, 45-50, 45-40, 35-30, 25. A guy can catch him, and he does. Weirich catches him to save a touchdown at the 8-yard line. First and goal, Warsaw. The middle of that Concord defense split wide open.
And I was going to say something. I know it's easy to say, but I know it was easy to say because that play before, the guard center guard for our offensive line really, really pushed them back, and that one they did a tremendous job.
68-yard run for Schenk. First and goal, Tigers. Tigers in tight, everybody in close. Schenk in the backfield, and they hand it to him, and he dives down near the 5-yard line. They'll give him to the 5, gain of 3 on the play, second down, and goal for the Tigers. Most games, Schenk scores on that. But that's an outside linebacker that tracked him down in the open field. That's pretty impressive. 7:13 left to play, first half. Warsaw down 10-0, but they have second and goal from the Concord 5. Brock under center. Pitt sweep looking for Wyatt Harmon, and he's in for the touchdown. Harmon won the race to the left corner, and with exactly 7 minutes left to play here in the first half, the Tigers are on the board. It's 10-6.
Well blocked, well executed, just a pitch to the left, and there was nobody in front of Wyatt Harmon except for the black end zone there, and a great response. We just talked about it 2 minutes ago, how we're going to respond, and this is a crucial drive, and boy, did we answer in kind.
So the Tigers have joined the battle, and now Conley for the point after. Zach Reniker to snap it, Tucker Reed to hold it for him. Good snap, spot is down, and the freshman boots it up and in. 7 minutes to go here in the first half. Warsaw now trails Concord 10-7. We're back in 30 on News Now Warsaw. An unusual drive for the Tigers. They went 80 yards in a minute and 41 seconds. You don't see that a lot.
Nope.
But we don't have a lot of 68-yard runs in there from Schenk. And that set all that up. And now the Minutemen have the ball, and now it's up to the defense. Can the Tigers get a stop here, get off the field, and give Warsaw a chance here for 2-for-1 before the end of the half? Because, again, Warsaw will receive the third quarter kickoff. See who's out there kicking. This is Whitaker, so this is the short kickoff philosophy. Concord's deep men inside the 5-yard line, frankly, are in the wrong spot. They need to sneak up. Whitaker gets the whistle and the run up and the dribble kick down the field, bouncing. Oh, it takes a big high bounce. It's going to stay in bounds. Oh, it bounces out of bounds at the 22-yard line. A Tiger, Brady Sauer, got to it, but got to it just a smidge late. It goes out of bounds to the 22, and Concord start at the 35.
Yeah,
that was close.
One more second.
One more big bounce.
Yeah, and I think he would have got it. That's what we talk about. That's okay, they get the ball at the 35. The most important thing is it keeps the ball out of number one's hands.
Yes, that is for sure. First down and 10. Minutemen leading 10-7. Here in week 5, a game that the entire state is paying attention to. If you're watching around the state, we welcome you to Fisher Field on a steamy Friday night. Brunner will go empty backfield. Two wideouts left. Brevard's on that side. Three on the right. So Brevard back there by himself. Tiger showing blitz. Low snap. Ankle high. Brunner picks it up. Steps up in the pocket. He's going to take off. Misses one tackle. Misses another. He's to the 50. He goes down at the Tiger 49-yard line. 16-yard run for Bo Brunner. A first down for Concord. And again, it's not because he can't run. We tried to make that clear earlier in the broadcast. It's just not in his DNA. It's not how he's built. He wants to throw the ball down the field first. He took quite a hit there, and he is not 100% as his team gets ready to run the next play.
Yep.
6:40 left to play in the half. Warsaw trails Concord 10-7. Brunner in the offense brings Brevard in the backfield. And they're going to hand it off to Charisse, and he'll run up the middle, and he breaks a tackle, and there comes a flag. Right in the middle of where the tackle was being made as Brevard goes down at the 44-yard line. So it'll be a gain of 5 pending what the hanky is about. Face mask against the Tigers. It was either holding or that. It's the 5-yard variety, but that, I think, will get Concord a first down.
It will.
So that's a first down by penalty, and Concord now has 10 first downs here in the first half. This is what Warsaw was afraid of. Concord has bitten off big chunks by taking small bites. Dump it out short, run it. And actually, yes, now they move the chains. It's officially a first down. 6:23 left to play first half. Concord 10, Warsaw 7. Brunner with Brevard to his left. Takes a knee-high snap, looking left all the way. Pump fakes, hits, and as he throws, intercepted! Glory's Ortega with the pick at the 40. Coming to the near side to the 45 and out to the 48-yard line. What did we talk about in the pregame show? If you get to Brunner, he'll throw it up there, and he did. And bang, Glory's Ortega with the pick. And the Tigers have the ball back at midfield halfway through the second.
And I couldn't quite see who made the quarterback hurry there, but whoever it was got his
– Villa.
Villa got his hand on. I don't know if he actually hit Brunner's arm, but the ball came out really weird. Like something happened, and Ortega was just there just to play center field, made the catch, and the Warsaw Tigers are in business now.
What a moment here for the Tigers. The game has changed. Warsaw has scored. Now they have the ball at their own 49-yard line with 6:07 left to play in the half, down by three. And if they can score and get off the field without any damage from Concord, they get the ball to start the third. Hand off the middle. No, check that. It is a pitch to the outside. I think that's Tucker Reed.
Yep.
And Reed is across the 50-yard line to the Concord 47. That's a gain of 4 yards and a first down carry for Warsaw.
And now would be one of those we talk about all the time, those time-consuming drives to lead us into halftime.
Yes.
This would be awesome time for that.
Excruciating. Second down and 6 after a gain of 4. Schenck in the backfield behind Quentin Brock. Wings on either side, tight formation. Handoff up the middle. Schenck dives forward to the 45-yard line. 2 yards in the gain. Gomez on the tackle. Third down and 4 now coming up for the home team. With 5:10 left to play here in the third quarter. You just want this play to be positive. You'd like to get it down to, if you can't get the first down here, you'd like to get it to a 4th and 1 or 2.
Yep.
Warsaw's already converted on 4th and 3. And they did that by going wide. Owens is wide to the near side. Carl White on the far side, third down. And it's going to be a late pitch back, and it's Wyatt Harmon. He gets flipped around, tripped up at the 45. He dives forward to the 43. It's a gain of 2 yards, and it sets up 4th down and 2.
And you can just see the athletic ability from Brevard there.
Oh.
Just came up from a safety spot and made what I thought looked promising for a split second, and he erased that distance and made a great open field tackle.
Well, and he launched himself. I'm going to say he was 8 feet in the air from the time he left his feet to the time he landed after hitting Harmon. Ball in the near hash mark, 4th down and 2. Harmon, wing right. Reed, wing left. Schenck in the backfield. And they're going to fake the pitch. They're going to lob it up the far side, and it's going to be incomplete. Quentin threw the ball out there for Harmon, but he was triple covered. Yeah. And the Tigers with 3:57 to go in the half after the turnover are denied, and Concord takes over, 1st down and 10.
And you're right, that was a dangerous pass. There were 3 Concord Minutemen just hanging out there. good for us that it wasn't intercepted, because if it had been intercepted, there was a lot of green field turf between the 40-yard line and the south end zone there.
So Concord with one timeout left and 3:57 left to play in the half. Dodges a massive bullet. Takes over first down and 10 from their 43. Brunner takes the snap, keeps it, running up the middle. Dives forward and gets tripped up as he crossed the 47-yard line. He goes down to 48 after a gain of 5.
That was Camden Bouse that tripped him up and prevented a 5-yard gain from being a 15-yard gain.
3.5 minutes left in the half. Smith Appliances halftime show is coming up after that. Concord leads 10-7 with the ball near midfield. Brunner takes a step. He'll hand off to Brevard, and he gets thrown for a loss. Back at the 45-yard line of Concord. There's Bouse again on the stop. A loss of five on the play, or the loss of 3 on the play, and it sets up 3rd down and 8.
That's a big play. Bouse again just penetrating that offensive line and making a great tackle on a pretty good running back, as we've talked about so far.
Under 3 minutes left to play in the half. Warsaw with all 3 of their timeouts left. Concord has 1. From their 46, officially, Brevard lined up to the right of Brunner, who stands outside his 40-yard line, takes the snap under pressure, rolls to the near side, going to throw it on the run, and it's caught. And it's Gomez, and Gomez has the first down at the Tiger 45-yard line. A gain of 9. The coverage was decent, but a beautiful throw by Brunner, and a first down for Concord at the Tiger 45-yard line.
And Brunner's impressed me so far. You can tell he's made some improvements over last year as far as accuracy goes. I know I talked about that in the pregame. Making some pretty accurate throws so far this first half. And credit the Tiger defense. Whoever's dialing up these blitzes, it's a good call there. Getting some pressure.
Brunner takes the snap, and he will keep it and turn upfield. And he's got room. 40, going to the far sideline. Got a block. 35-30, 25-20. It's a race to the end zone, and he wins. Touchdown, Concord. A 45-yard run for Bo Brunner with 2:07 left to play in the half. And Concord's lead has grown to 9. It's 16-7.
I got tired of coming to Camden's side, and they went to the far side, and there was a couple good moves. There was actually, I know it's going to surprise a lot of people, but that was actually well defended. It was just it was one of those zone replays. We're at the mesh point. Brunner just kept it in Brevard's belly for 2-3 seconds and decided, no, Brevard's going to get tackled. I'm going to take it. And there was some wide open area for him to run.
Potter now for the point after to put his team up by 10. Snap, spot, kick is away, and it's good. 17-7 Concord. 2:07 left to play before halftime. We're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Roger Grossman, Andy Maness back here at Fisher Field. Warsaw trailing now by 10, 17-7. Remember that sequence. Warsaw intercepted Brunner, ran it out almost to midfield, and then didn't get a first down. Concord gets it back on downs and goes down and scores. With 2:07 left, Warsaw with a chance still to get on the board, knowing that they get the kickoff to start the third quarter. Potter already with 2 touchbacks. No wind here at Fisher Field on this really warm Friday night.
Feels like a July night.
It does. Now Potter is going to kick it high and deep, and Reed will see that one bounce 2 yards into the end zone. Swims across the goal line. It's an automatic touchback. Warsaw takes over again from the 20 with 2:07 left to play in the first half. Down now by 10.
And we're still, I mean, obviously still wanting to move the ball, advance the ball, try and get some points before halftime. But, man, ball security is going to be of utmost importance here. No matter if we end with points or not, the half needs to end no worse than this score.
Yep. Yes, Warsaw at least needs to get a first down. Remember, Concord has burned 2 of their 3 timeouts already. Quentin Brock and company go to work from their own 20-yard line. Ball in the near hash mark. The wide side of the field is the right side of the formation. Brock under center. And he's going to keep it and turn upfield. And he's got a little bit of room. And he breaks a tackle. And he drags another guy out near the 30-yard line. And I think where they're going to mark him, they're going to give him the first down, and they do. Quentin Brock backs his way for the last 3 yards and gets 10 yards. That's a first down for Warsaw with 1:58 left to go in the half. Warsaw will quickly huddle. Clock runs again, 1:55 left to go in the half. Tigers down by 10. Brock with Schenk behind him, wings on either side. And it's an option play to the right. Brock's got a little bit more room. Being chased by Brevard, and he'll go out of bounds into the Concord bench. And they're going to mark him out at the 35-yard line. So that's 5 yards for Quentin on a first down carry with 1:39 left to play before halftime.
And we've talked about the athletic prowess of Brevard, and well-deserved, but QB's a pretty good athlete of his own.
Yes, he is. But
he did make a good business decision there, getting out of bounds, stopping the clock, and not taking on Brevard there.
You're not going to beat number one there.
Nope.
So you did the right thing. Second down and 5. Now the ball is on the right hash mark. Brock fakes left, goes right, and got knocked around and got a yard out to the 36-yard line. Weirich and Gomez on the stop, third down and 4. Coming up for the Tigers with 1:25 left to go here in the first half.
And we're in no hurry to get this playoff.
Concord likely will take their last time out if the Tigers don't get the 4 yards needed here. And they're showing blitz, and they're coming up the middle. And it's going to be Schenk up the middle, and he is stopped for no gain. Well, a half a yard, but officially no gain. It's fourth down, 53 seconds left. And Concord has not taken their last time out yet. Huh. And I'm really surprised by that.
I'm with you. I thought they'd call timeout to stop this clock, but.
And Craig Kaler standing next to the referee, and he's still not taking it. Interesting. Warsaw's offense still on the field. Warsaw can run this down to about 17 seconds before they have to run a play. Warsaw still has all 3 of their timeouts, and they're going to let this run down to the very last second. And there's your timeout. Timeout, Warsaw, 16 seconds left to play in the half. And Warsaw trails Concord 17-7. We're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Thanks to Steve back at the radio station. Thanks to Scott Smith here alongside doing the stats for us. 16 seconds left to play in the first half. Concord 17, Warsaw 7. Fourth down and 3 coming up for Warsaw, and the punt team has run onto the field for Warsaw. Fisher Whitaker will drop back deep. Zach Reniker will snap it back to him. And Reese Brevard is slowly strolling back into his own territory.
Emphasis on slowly.
Prowling almost. Whitaker stands at his 23. Low snap, it bounces back. Whitaker fields on a one-hop and kicks it down the field. It was blocked. It was touched by the Minutemen, and Brevard decides to let it go, and Warsaw will down it at the Concord 38-yard line with 6 seconds left. How about that?
That could have ended poorly.
Yeah, that was dangerous.
Because the snap was bad. The punt was low. Punt was partially blocked. That could have ended horribly for us, and thank goodness it's first and 10, Concord. I'm going to imagine they're going to take a knee here, but you never know.
I wouldn't if I was them, especially knowing that Warsaw's going to get the ball. I would throw a screen pass and let one of my guys run around with it. They act like they're in the take a knee formation. And Brunner takes a knee. Well, I think from the 38-yard line, I think that's helpful for the Tigers.
Absolutely. And I think what led me to believe that is the fact that they let the time run down without taking that last time out.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not sure if they were just content for a 17-7
I guess.
Margin and a half.
I guess so. But that's what we have. It's 17-7. Concord over Warsaw here at halftime. We have a longer halftime because of homecoming, and the Warsaw Band is coming onto the field. So we'll come back with the Smith Appliances halftime show coming up next on News Now Warsaw.